in going back to the previous game against Green Bay and preparing for him this week, what have you seen, if anything, for Rodgers to get uncomfortable? Is there certainly something that goes on that allows him, for whatever reason, to get uncomfortable that you guys have to do?
Just get pressure. I mean, we did that last game, but he had the opportunity to get around and run a little bit. But I think the biggest thing for this game is just to get pressure on him, get him off the spot, and then plaster on the back end.
Kano, how disciplined do you guys have to be on Sunday when you face a quarterback like Rodgers?
Very. I mean, like, y'all seen it last game. I mean, he makes the impossible plays. You know, he's scrambling, throwing the ball across his body, and throws it on a dime. So, you know, just being disciplined and relying on your technique and really playing two plays, you know, helps out a lot, because the first play is the actual play, and then, you know, once he scrambles and plaster, and we have to plaster, then that's the second play. So,
as a safety, does he do a really good job of looking one way and then always trying to get to the other way, kind of get you off your game a little bit?
Oh, yeah, no question. I mean, he's always reading the safety. You know, he scans the whole defense. You know, he kind of sometimes knows what we're doing before we even do it. So, you know, the biggest thing for us is disguise and, you know, playing our game.
You can't cheat. You can't look at his eyes, can you?
Oh, no. There's a NFL cliche that you're, you know, 22 games in for you now, including the preseason. You're not a rookie anymore at that point. Was there a point where you felt like some experience that you were no longer feeling like a rookie or feeling new to this, and you felt more experienced?
I think it just happened throughout the season, you know, gradually. I wouldn't say like there's a specific point, you know, in my season. It was just, you know, just the experience, you know, just continuing to grow. That was the biggest thing. I mean, that's all I can really.
How much do you feel like the improved speed on defense is going to help you guys in facing a quarterback who's so mobile outside the pocket?
It's going to help us out a lot, you know, having guys, you know, who can create pressure, you know, Vic coming off the edge, you know, and just the speed of our linebackers and our DBs, you know, covering and getting to the quarterback, getting to the ball, you know, it's going to help us out a lot for sure.
Were you always kind of a leader on a team? I mean, you don't seem like a rookie. I mean, you kind of quickly took like a role here where you seem, you know, you're comfortable doing the media thing, and the teammates seem to kind of rally around you a bit. I mean, I don't know if you sense that, but did you always have a feeling, I don't know, being a little older maybe than you really are?
I mean, I've heard it before. I mean, I don't really think about it that much. I just, you know, continue to be who I am. I mean,
that's something you've seen, you got told in high school or college, yes, or whatever, that maybe that came easily to you?
Yes.
Why do you think it is?
Way I was raised. You know, my brother played in the league, and he always told me to stay grounded, you know, keep God first, you know, all those good things. And, you know, it just stuck to me. So, you know, it's just the way I carry myself.
When you first got here, we've all been asking you, are you going to be the enforcer of this defense? And now looking at what Brian Poole did to Russell Wilson last week, are you rubbing off on everyone? Is everyone embracing your style of attack and hit?
I think so. I mean, I like it. In last game, we were so physical. And I think the biggest thing is, you know, what Q emphasized throughout the week, you know, arrive violently. You know, that was the quote. And, you know, he talked about it all week, every day. And, you know, it showed last game for sure. But, you know, I love the physicality that we're bringing now.
Is there a shirt for this week?
I can't remember what it said. But we do have a shirt.
Has Coach Quinn made any comparisons between you guys and what he had with the Seahawks in the past on his defense back then?
No. I'm sure he loves every guy that he coached there, but, you know, it's all about us. You know, it's not about them. It's about what we have here. So, you know, he focuses on, you know, what we have in this building.